This is Trahant Reports. I'm Mark Trahant. I've been writing for years about the success, well, at least mostly the success, of Native American voters. During recent presidential election cycles, the turnout from Indian country is inspiring, helping to swing elections from Arizona to North Dakota. And just last year, Alaska Native voters helped dump a hostile state governor and replaced him with Governor Bill Walker, who's an ally, as well as electing Byron Mallott, a Tlingit leader, as lieutenant governor. But do you want to know something really cool? The demographic shift that reflects Native voting power is only beginning. What's more, the landscape is changing faster than anyone expected and should bring about dramatic changes in states as red as Oklahoma and Alaska. A new report looks at the numbers, and the results are stunning. In 1980, when Ronald Reagan was elected president, the population of the United States was 80% white. Today, that proportion stands at 63%. And it's likely to be less than 44% by 2060. The report, The States of Change, Demographics and Democracy, is a collaboration of the Liberal Center for American Progress, the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, and demographer William Frey of the Brookings Institution. One lens that is particularly revealing, states where people of color are the majority. The report said there are only four majority-minority states, California, Hawaii, New Mexico, and Texas. But by 2060, the number of majority-minority states will reach 22, making up about two-thirds of the country's population. American Indians and Alaska Natives are very much a part of this new majority because we are younger and growing faster than an older white population. Alaska is the ideal example. The report says the state will have a majority-minority as soon as 2030. Another state that's about to change dramatically is Oklahoma. That state's white population dropped 20 percentage points from 87% to 67% between 1980 and 2014. So what do these trends mean for Indian country? We are going to have more say, or else. Political parties and politicians must compete for American Indian and Alaska Native voters if they want to remain competitive. Each state with a new majority of voters will have to adapt, bringing a better partnership with tribal government. The new voting majority means a better shot at Medicaid expansion to support the Indian health system, or to improve state funding for tribal community colleges, a hot issue in Montana right now, because legislators are going to need to address these issues if they want to remain viable. Of course, none of these demographic trends represents a sure thing. Fact is, we still have a gap between the Native population and the number of eligible voters, something the report says is shrinking. And Indian country doesn't turn out as many voters as is even possible now. But then again, being in the majority might change that. There's nothing better than winning elections. I'm Mark Trahant in Anchorage.